Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. A love story has been written that reaches from eternity to eternity. This story begins with "In the beginning God" and ends with the affirmation that our Lord, the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and the bright morning star, is not only coming soon again, but is with us always. This story is about our Father in Heaven's amazing and unconditional love towards us, His creation. His love is so great and deep that He gave us His perfect and gracious Son, our Prince of Peace, the light of this world, the way, the truth, and the life, so that we may be part of the greatest love story ever written. As we turn the pages and allow God to write our 2024 chapters, may each word, emotion, action, pause, doubt, and thought be filled by Jesus' love for us. Our scriptures for today are from Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2 and Romans 5 verse 8. Here is Mary Ann.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. But God shows His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
So let us be determined this week to start the new year filled by Jesus' love. As we look to God as our ultimate example of what love truly means, God demonstrated His unconditional, sacrificial love to us through the death of Jesus on the cross. Jesus willingly gave His life for each one of us, expressing selfless love without expecting anything in return. This act of love grants us forgiveness for our sins, mercy, eternal life, and hope. God's love is steadfast through all generations and into eternity, and it has the power to transform our lives. So may we allow this amazing love of God to work in and through us as we love others as Jesus would. This means letting go of the love of self as the key focus and writing our stories based on the narrative of loving God and loving others. And secondly, let us start the new year filled by Jesus' love as we shine His light into the darkness. We become more aware and able to reflect God's love in our actions and relationships as we are being filled with the light of Jesus through the magnificent work of the Holy Spirit. This in turn brings about a greater revelation of His indescribable glory. So let us praise Him for teaching us in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 that God has said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. And lastly, let us start this new year filled by Jesus' love as we find joy, peace, and hope. Even though we will face trials, suffering, and uncertainty in this world, may we be of good cheer as we know the end of the story. God's love not only saved us, but also provided us with the assurance that He is faithful, unchanging, our rock, fortress, deliverer, strength, the one who is always with us and has already overcome the world. Therefore, may we declare Romans 8 verses 38 to 39 over our lives today. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In essence, a life filled by Jesus' love entails embodying the principles of loving kindness, selflessness, compassion, forgiveness, and committing to writing the pages of our stories based on living in a way that reflects His teachings and example. Jesus is love, and by surrendering our lives to Him, we can live a life that reflects His love that endures forever. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Dear Lord, we stand firm on the statement that You are God of heaven and earth. Your plans for us have never stopped or forsaken us. Show each of us where You want to use us in Your kingdom and give us meaning in the living out of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives us. Thank You that we may know that You are with us now and forever.
Holy Father, we pray that the veil would come off the world's eyes so they could recognize the glory behind the gifts You have given to the whole world. We pray to see Your glory. We pray to see that destiny. We pray for hell to be shrunk and Christ's kingdom be so greatly enlarged, all in Christ's name.
Lord, teach us to look to You as the rock of our salvation. You who know what it is to suffer. You who love us beyond what we can think or imagine. You who are our steadfast anchor, our rock, and our refuge. Help us to abide in You, knowing that You are with us in the fire, and use our pain to make us more like Christ, that we may help others, all for Your glory.
Lord, sorry that I felt I've got the right to think I'm better than anyone else and ignore someone and not see someone who You see and have made with detail. And Lord, show us how to connect, show us how to learn and how to respect them in a way that convinces them that they are being respected and honored. I ask that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, we thank You that You are love, God, that everything with You and You yourself begins with love and ends with love, Father. And I just pray that You would help us to grow in our obedience to Your love, Father God, and that we would make sure that we make the effort and make the time to dwell in Your love, to be in Your presence, so that we truly can be a reflection of Your love and be a light in this world and to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.